The FCC is cracking down today on a popular detergent brand, claiming Tide has for decades been over-exaggerating the number of children who roll around in mud puddles before storming into the house. Find out how Tide is responding to this latest set of filthy allegations. And later, a new labor report out today finds the nation's unemployment rate is soaring, but I suppose you already knew that, didn't you, smarty pants? Ooh, look at me, I already know all the news, yet here I am listening to a daily news podcast. Kiss my ass. From The Onion and Onion Public Radio, I'm Leslie Price, and this is The Topical. And if you think you already know everything there is to know about the news, well, then I can't wait for you to tell me all about it when we come back after the break. Yeah, that's what I thought. I'll sit down and shut up. Tide may be in some hot water today, and I'm not talking about the kind in your washing machine. According to the FCC, the popular detergent brand has spent decades knowingly overinflating the number of Americans whose children roll around in mud puddles before returning inside the house. And now the FCC is taking the brand to court, charging that the detergent company also used false statistics in advertising that painted children constantly staining their clothes and clumsily spilling food all over themselves, all in an effort to lure millions into buying their product. For more on this, we're joined by OPR Chief Legal Correspondent Marcy Hammond. Marcy, what can you tell us about this pending lawsuit between the FCC and Tide?
Hi, Leslie. Well, the lawsuit argues that the detergent company knowingly tricked the public into believing hard-to-clean messes and spills were a daily occurrence that would ruin parents' lives without the help of Tide's fast-acting stain-removing power. The FCC says this false narrative created a climate of scarcity in which consumers felt compelled to stockpile as many Tide products as possible to prepare for the looming threat of their children spilling a jug of cranberry juice or squeezing ketchup all over their perfectly white jumper.
So give us some numbers here. Were they inflating certain instances more than others?
Well, the FCC did outline some specifics. For example, they alleged that Tide made consumers believe dirty, wet dogs shake themselves all over a family's Sunday best at a 78% rate, when the actual number only hovers around 7%.
Ooh.
The same goes for instances of kids getting into chocolate syrup, squirting fights while wearing brand new clothes, and dumping bowls of SpaghettiOs on their heads during dinner. Through Tide's marketing, the company insisted those things were routine, when in fact many families go an entire lifetime without a child rolling in mud before heading in for dinner.
And what's been Tide's response?
I spoke to Tide VP Benjamin Travis, who had this to say.
These allegations are ridiculous. We are simply reflecting the reality of everyday American domestic life. Just this morning, my kid dropped a can of red paint all over his khakis, stuffed chalky black coal in his t-shirt pocket, and then proceeded to play a soccer game with his friends in a landfill. Thankfully, Tide's new Turbo Clean technology was able to remove all the stains with only one simple wash.
Okay, so they're downright denying all allegations?
For the most part, yes, although they did cop to one thing, the fact that they haven't done enough to alert Americans that adults can also suffer from the same dirty messes and spills their children can.
Wow, defiant. How are the consumers feeling?
Well, I spoke to one longtime Tide customer, Leanne Sellers, who expressed her frustration with the company.
I've been a loyal Tide customer for a long time. I bought out every spray, pen, and pod they ever had. I've been terrified for years, just waiting for the day when my son would smear his finger paints all over his newly cleaned bedspread. But now that he's 35 and living on his own, it seems increasingly unlikely that this day is ever going to come. But I'm still out the thousands of dollars I spent on Tide products. I feel totally misled by this corporation. I want all those days waiting for my son to run into the living room covered in slop and shit back.
Wow. So what are the chances Tide will face any consequences?
So far, Congress has already demanded the company include a professional actor fake dirt disclaimer on all promotional materials, and they're considering a bill that would force Tide to run an equal number of advertisements showing kids just hanging out at home and not getting into messes.
And do you believe the lawsuit will be successful?
Well, it's hard to say, Leslie, but it's certainly possible. Remember, there is precedent since about 5 years ago when Bounty was forced to pay a $6.5 million settlement for grossly exaggerating the amount of blue liquid the average American is likely to ever come into contact with.
That's true. Well, we'll be sure to check back with you on this, Marcy. That's OPR's Marcy Hammond, back in a moment.
Every day in America, 60 million packages are delivered. But we don't always know what's inside.
He bent down to pick the package up. That's when the device detonated.
Danger is everywhere, and no one is safe in Austin, Texas, as law enforcement hunts a serial bomber for 19 days. From Sony Music Entertainment, Campside Media, and Pegalo Pictures, this is Witnessed. 19 Days. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts to binge all episodes or listen weekly wherever you get your podcasts.
For those of you who want to torture your well-being with a bit more news, you've come to the right place. Here's what else you need to know today. Despite a serious lack of funding, NASA is once again looking to expand their knowledge of the universe, announcing today they'll be launching a new Paparazzo rover into Beverly Hills to search for signs of salacious celebrity life. NASA scientists are hopeful that photographic evidence of drunken confrontations with bouncers and secret kisses between exes could prove quite lucrative with organizations like TMZ. And a new health report out today has found that eating raw uranium could potentially increase your risk of colorectal cancer. I know the older I get, the more helpful I found it to cut raw uranium out of my diet entirely. And a new study out today has found that Auld Lang Syne is in fact a good enough song to be belted out on other occasions too, though the Scottish standard has long been thought to only be sufficient enough to sing on New Year's Eve. Researchers at Emory University concluded that it's actually a great song to sing at the top of your lungs on other joyous occasions too, like St. Patrick's Day or a baptism, or even if you're just excited that an episode of a podcast is over. That'll do it for today's episode of The Topical. Thanks to our sound engineers and editors for taking a moment from their daily 10-hour smoke breaks to make this episode possible. If you enjoyed today's news, don't forget to subscribe to The Topical wherever you get your podcast. And if you don't, that's fine too, because our team of 19-year-old hackers in Estonia will just hack into your phone and download the podcast for you anyway. So get on it now if you'd rather avoid having some teen named Archim get up all into your personal information, because once he gets a hold of it, that's for you and Archim to sort out. Thanks for listening to The Topical. We'll see you next time.